It took 300 more years before nations came together, partly in response to competition among countries for declining fish stocks, to establish regulations surrounding fishing. It wasn't until well after the start of industrial fishing in the 50s and two decades after World War II, between 1973 and 1982, that the United Nations convened several meetings to establish an international agreement to regulate fishing and other resource extraction activities in the sea. And this was called the UN Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS. This agreement, ratified by 168 nations, established maritime zones around all countries with coastlines. For our purposes, the most important of these zones was the 200-mile economic exclusive zone, shown in this graphic here, that gave nations economic sovereignty over all the natural resources, including fish, within those territorial waters. So they were able to have sovereign ability to extract resources within 200 miles. The law took effect in 1994, and it's still the most important international agreement governing the use of the sea. Note that the U.S., unsurprisingly, did not ratify UNCLOS, nor did Peru, as well as a few landlocked countries that really didn't need to.